want to take you out to Las Vegas.
Right.
It's going to be the Los Angeles Chargers, and they're getting ready to play their division rival, and it's Jim Harbaugh's first game as head coach of the Chargers. What position did Jim Harbaugh play in the NFL before he became a coach?
Well, that's quarterback, Boomer.
Right. And what kind of quarterback would you describe Jim Harbaugh as?
A very intense, high-energy guy.
Yes, exactly. And one of the reasons why he was able to make it to the NFL and be successful at Michigan was because he was undersized, but he was a really good player. And he was a really good player because he was determined. He was competitive. He had the spirit. He had the fire in his gut that, you know, every coach wants his quarterback to have. And that's exactly what Brian Daboll wants Daniel Jones to have. So if you go to the game last week or you watch the game last week, you would have seen Jim Harbaugh pounding on the chest of one Justin Herbert.
Yes, he was.
Because Justin Herbert is what? He's a, hey, you know, he's a West Coast kid. He's not all that talkative. He's a very nice kid. He's got an unbelievable arm. He's a great athlete. But he's not, you know, he's more Eli Manning than he is Peyton Manning.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with all
that.
A
little bit more chill. Like when you watch Tom Brady slam the tablet down on the sideline or throw his helmet or scream at the coach or scream at a player, you know, what is he trying to do? He's trying to light that fire inside of him to get his competitive juices flowing. And Jim Harbaugh, being a player that he was and now becoming the successful coach that he was, not only in college, the pros, college again, and now back in the pros, this is the edge that he wants his quarterback playing with. And Justin Herbert was actually taken aback by it a little bit.
Yeah, he had in watching that video back, he wasn't sure what to do in the moment. He's like, all right, I'm just going to let this man beat upon me until he's finished.
And every player is different. Every personality is different. But the one thing that every quarterback needs to have, he's got to have that fire in his gut. He's got to have that competitive fire. He can't give in. He can't bend. He can't compromise. He has to be the unquestioned leader. Whether your team is losing, like Aaron Rodgers' team lost, and he says all the right things after the game, trying to put out a lot of fires before they start. Now, hopefully he'll come back this week and he'll have a performance where, you know, you're going to feel even more confident. But the fact of the matter is you got to be that guy. I don't care what anybody says. You know, the thing about Phil Simms, the thing about Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, you know, Dan Marino, the great Jim Kelly, they all had the fire in their belly. And that fire in your belly is what is going to get you through the hard times. And you can't give in. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones, that is his reputation, is that it's uninspiring.